Yeah, is that what you want? We here? Oh, yeah. Done by us. Podcast.
Yeah, you think you're the only person that's smart and has sound effects? Look at me
I
go.
I didn't say I was the first one.
But you're the only one in this pod.
I definitely have sound effects.
I'm trying. I'm really trying.
Yeah, you're going. So let's pick up the pace. Let's go.
Keep that clapping going. Okay, look, I tried, but I'm failing.
You think you're the only one with sound effects.
You think you're in the sound effect game? You can't do it. All right, leave it to the pros.
Okay, I got there. I pressed the button.
That button did nothing.
Did you not hear cheering?
No, it went quiet. Couldn't hear anything.
I heard it in my head.
No.
Oh, no. Okay, well, anyway, I think I'm the sound effect guy. Let's just leave that to you. Welcome to an episode of Doug by Us. Chris, check me out.
A minute in already, mate. This is a mess. I'm Chris, you're Cassie. The songs we brought in last week. Oh, you're wearing the shirt.
I'm wearing the shirt and the hat.
Wow, that's it. Nerd.
I'm massively nerding out. That is the only time you'll see me in both items at once, I promise, is on this chat, because I'm not going to wear all of our merch together, but it's super cool.
Link in bio.
Look at you, Chris. Say it again. I love that.
Say link in bio again.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's just weird that you're doing selling. I'm the seller. Normally you're the sound effect guy, but look at us switching it up. Last week, we both brought in, I think, some sick tunes. Chris, you brought in an artist that I had never, ever, ever, ever heard of in my life.
Neither had I until that week.
The sound of the name of the artist and the image don't match, and I love it. The artist is Maggot Heart, and I got a pretty good snapshot of what they'd sound like when you said they would tour with Honeybone, and let's make that happen. Let's get it happening, because I think Maggot Heart sounds sick. I love it. The song is called This Shadow that you brought in, and talking about the song specifically, it's cool, it's dark, it's doomy. I mean, I was going to say, tell me you saw Ghost last week without telling me you saw Ghost last week. It's definitely in the ghost realm of theatrical, doomy rock, metal-influenced theatre. But that outro, like that, just that jam out, is sick. Like that song, like,
it's like it's about 2 minutes 50 something.
Yeah.
And like riff just smacks you.
And it's so freaking awesome. Like I was liking the song, but that last 2 minutes 50 to be exact, Chris, is what really got me over the line from like to love. It was real sick. And just picturing that, like we haven't gone to the Tote for a while, but picturing it there, you know, like just
yes.
Like the whole crowd moving and it's dark and it just like that, it's sick.
The whole album does feel that good. The first song I heard from it was a different one, and it was more ballady, but it sounded like if X-Ray Specs did a ballad, like because the saxophone kind of came in and it was there's a whole punk attitude. Anyway, I did get the album on Bandcamp Friday and it's good.
Good. And I do want to shout out as well. Thank you for the reminder on Insta is that Bandcamp Friday in Australia is like Friday arvo from 4
till
6 until like Saturday. So let's just call it Bandcamp weekend. But yeah, it's sick. Maggot Heart are great. It does like, yeah, it really gives me that feeling of just wanting to see them live or see her live. I think it's just her. And
she has a band.
Yeah.
But it's based around her. Yep.
Sick.
I did see Ghost, by the way, and it's one of the most favourite shows I've ever seen in my entire life. They're great.
Yeah, yeah. But tell me you're seeing Ghost without telling me. That is a very ghosty sort of song.
Stop it. Stop.
Well,
I'm mixing it up this week. You wait 2 minutes and I'll mix it up for you.
Oh, okay. Well, I brought in the song Hell of a Ride by the band Fizz. Now, it was the band that was supposedly, maybe, hopefully going to get me to like ABBA, and it didn't work, but I like Fizz. What do you think of Fizz?
I think you're a coward. Keep trying. Don't listen to them.
I do want to keep trying. Like, I'm not, it's not like I just I can't like what you don't like, mate, or you can. Anyway, I'm here to be convinced.
All right. Well, okay. Let me convince you about ABBA then. So, no, I won't talk about ABBA. I was trying to figure out, even before we discussed it on the podcast the previous night, stories in the previous episode, about which other group that the harmonies remind me of, because that's the key with Fizz, right? Mm. The riff is kind of dirty and, like, it's that's definitely cooler than something you hear on an ABBA song. Like, they got that kind of rock going on a bit. But it's the vocal harmonies that are that they're reminiscent of the 70s, early 80s. And I was trying to think of the group that it matched more with in my mind. And I went to, ironically or not, Bucks Fizz. And it's not exactly the same, but their harmonies are they're from a different school than what you normally hear, and it's a big skill of theirs, so yeah, I love that. But they definitely rock more, you know, kind of from your core than an ABBA song does. So they've got a very cool thing going on, this group.
Yes. Yeah. Bucks Fizz is my homework because it's ringing a bell but not entirely.
Way more daggy than ABBA, I think.
Yeah. See, I don't like that. I like daggy. Like, I'm not against daggy. I'm not against harmonies. I'm not against cool sparkles. Like, I like the ingredients that makes ABBA. I just don't like ABBA. Oh, no, you're frozen on me.
My internet cut out.
I kicked you off for saying I like daggy.
My internet cut out.
So can you get it back?
Yeah. I'm just jumping in there now. What did you hear the last of?
Well, I'm telling you, you got punished for saying, I like daggy.
I just had you on speakerphone and in my ears. That was Chris
Your
in
speakerphone
stereo.
Your speakerphone was into the microphone, mate.
Chris in stereo. Oh, man. I just got punished. Anyway, let's change the subject. I can't. No one from ABBA's dead, are they? No. The ghost of the biggest ABBA fan just came and haunted me real quick.
You're in trouble now.
All right, Chris, it's been 2 minutes. What are you digging this week?
Okay. I just for something different have brought in, all right.
Oh, no.
This kind of sounds like if dubstep was made in New Orleans while someone was playing Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, I can hear it.
I hope it matches what you've got. I hope it matches.
And so just a side note, I am the one that makes the Instagram content and I'm going to make that tile. And cool. Let's do it.
The artist is Spoonbill. Yes, like your third favorite bird. And the song is it's Mirari, Mirari. The whole album, it's cool. It's like it's just full of samples and buttons being pressed. The album's called Mosaic Shuffle, and that's what it sounds like. It's a lot of noise, but to me, it's very, very fun noise. But yeah, track one, Mirari, whatever that means, no idea. But the song's sick. The artist is Spoonbill. Just have fun.
I'm nervous. I'm nervous. Cool. We got this.
And then before you listen to it, throw my words out the window. Don't expect anything. Just hit play. No,
well, you've already... Okay. I don't know how I'm going
to
do that.
Describe it to the podcast, but don't worry too much about what I said. That's instructions for every week.
Yeah, great. Cool.
And then you come in and go, oh, you said this and I didn't expect it to sound like... Don't
That's
worry.
The whole podcast, Chris.
Yeah, but you don't carry it to... Don't put it in the back room, not the front.
All right. Good luck.
Bye.
Okay. I am taking this opportunity to bring in a song that was released last week. It was debuted live on stage at a Sit concert that I was sadly not at, and it is now available for all. It is very timely, and the song is called Yes, all capitals, Y-E-S. The artist is AB Original featuring DJ Total Eclipse and Marlon, and a bunch of other people, if you watch the film clip.
Why don't you stick to the music?
Yeah, and that's fine. Yeah, we've all heard those comments. But it's sick. There's some just I'll just let the song. I'll just let the song do the talking. But if you can, please listen and listen deeply. Listen to the lyrics, follow along with the lyrics. There's some really important messages. If you are on the fence, there is plenty of resource out there to debunk any choice rumors going around of the scary change and division and whatever else you're scared of, I don't know. And just ask your peers, don't ask any of our First Nations people, just ask the allies because they're exhausted and it's been a lot and it's going to be a lot. So, that's me.
Yes.
That is it. If you are still listening and you still like us, and I really hope so. And I hope that is, even if you don't agree, that you will...
I think we've demonstrated over the course of the last 3 years that, you know, it's a yes.
Oh, absolutely from us. But it doesn't mean that everybody who is engaging in this is, and that's totally fine. And I just hope that you can give it a few minutes of your life just to listen and give it a second thought, if not. But if you are still listening, as Chris said, we have some sick merch. The link is in the bio. You can get all the information of where to buy t-shirts and hats. It's fun. And if you do like what you hear, we do have the links in the show notes to get the song, to connect with the artist, to get the albums if they're there, their merchandise. So do it. Oz Music T-Shirt Day, our favorite day of the year, is coming up soon. So good idea just to kind of get sorted and get a local artist t-shirt if that's your way inclined. That didn't make sense, but it made sense to me.
We got there, buddy.
We got there. This was a rough one. Thank you to the ABBA gods for kicking me off. I appreciate that. And thanks, Chris. Good to see your face. Good luck this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Woo-hoo!